Case number 11,224, Lighthouse Self-Storage, north of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, approximately 1,000 feet east of Lynch Road, Road 378A. Tax map ID is District 533, Map 17, Parcel 83.01, a variance from the front yard setback requirements.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Douglas Clark, 10703 Pawnee Island Drive, Bishopville, Maryland, 21813.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
No, sir.
Good evening, Board.
Good evening, sir.
I'm the owner and the developer of Lighthouse Storage. We started this project in approximately 2001 with the initial six buildings. We were applying for a 20-foot front yard setback for our last and final building, which would be on the left-hand side of the project, if you're looking at the project from Route 54 on the Sevierville side. Originally, it was designated for our septic area, and about a year ago, we have obtained public water and sewer from the town of Sevierville, which we are currently connected to. So now we are in the process of wanting to add a seventh building to the property. When the original property was developed, it was developed with a 40-foot front yard setback according to Sussex County standards. Since then, the setback has changed to a 60-foot setback. So we are asking the board for a 20-foot variance on the front yard setback. There is no other setbacks on the side that will be imposed upon or any other danger to the neighbors or any conflict with the neighbors. The site is built out to the max on the property lines within the perimeter of the Sussex County guidelines as far as the setbacks that was originally approved. Stormwater management's in the back, and there's no other area to build this building. And it was always our intent when we developed the property, whenever we got water and sewer, was to finish out this little section for our climate control building. And so we're here today to ask for the variance for the front yard setback.
Okay. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start, Mr. Hudson.
So the building line restriction went from 40 to 60 when?
I'm not exactly sure. We developed the property in 2001, and we had completed all of our buildings by 2007. So I'm going to say from 2007 to within the last 6 months when we started working on this last set of prints.
When did you hook up to main water?
Sometime last year, Sevierville ran it down 54 all the way down to Hudson Corner.
Could it possibly been during that period of time?
Pardon?
It could have possibly been at that period of time.
It could have been. I'm not, you know, when we built the buildings, you know, we were maxed out. And in between when we had finished the whole project and when water and sewer came, I really hadn't kept up on the zoning because we were maxed out with what we could do with the property. And then when sewer came available, you know, I hooked into water and sewer and we had this little last piece of.
And when you say climate-controlled building, it's still a storage building?
Yes, it's a mini-storage, but what it is, it's for climate control. There's a need for it. Some developments down the street are doing very well, and we're getting a lot of business from that, and there's a need for it. So we're just trying to accommodate what little bit of the market we can accommodate for the for our customers.
Yep.
Mr. Rick, any questions?
No.
Mr. Workman?
You're building 75 by 25?
Yes.
That's what that, okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr.
And we have the stormwater approval from Sussex County that's current, and we have a current fire marshal approval, which has been in the last 45 days.
Okay. No questions.
And Mr. Galloway, I have no further questions. That being said, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have one letter of opposition.
You want to read first, please?
It is from Patricia Garvey, Robert Garvey, and Michael Garvey. They would like to oppose the 40-foot setback for the 20-foot variance. We feel it will have a negative impact on our property value. Thank you.
Thank you. Hearing no other opposition.
Will they tell you where they're located?
It doesn't, it just gives me their mailing address, which is not.
Thank you.
Okay, again, hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think there's, the applicant's demonstrated uniqueness in that they originally had planned once the county came through with sewer and water that they would develop that end of the property. And then, of course, the county came along and changed the setback on them from 40 to, from 60, to, or 40 to 60 feet, which I would suggest that the situation was not created by the applicant. And so I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. We didn't hear testimony that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I don't feel it'll be detrimental to public welfare and a minimum afford relief. I make a motion we approve case number 11,224.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,224. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,224 is approved.
Thank you, Board.